This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Cardi B revealed that she really wanted Lizzo to appear in the infamous WAP video. Cardi said, quote, "I'm cool with Lizzo and everything. Like, we've been sending DMs to each other and all that. But she was on vacation and she wasn't in town. I was like, oh my gosh, because I had a whole vision about how I want to see Lizzo and everything." Unquote. Gee, how does that make Megan Thee Stallion feel? As Hollywood aims to relaunch movie-going worldwide, Christopher Nolan's highly anticipated film, Tenet, earned more than $53 million in its opening weekend across 41 international markets on over 20,000 screens. The result was the biggest opening for the director in 9 countries, including Holland, Ukraine, and Hungary. Great news for the film industry. Netflix has ordered a comedy series starring Jamie Foxx titled Dad, Stop Embarrassing Me. The multi-camera series is inspired by Foxx's relationship with his daughter, Corinne. It will also star David Alan Grier, Portia Coleman, and Jonathan Kite. Corinne currently serves as DJ on the series Beat Shazam, on which her dad, Jamie, hosts. Should be funny. Let's hope. Katy Perry dropped an album, new music videos, and a baby all in the same week. In the days leading up to the release of her new album, Smile, the pop star has dropped daily installments as part of her Smile video series on YouTube. So far, she's shared visuals for songs Never Really Over, Cry About It Later, Tucked, Champagne Problems, and One Daisy Dub Brat. So, how exactly did Brad Pitt meet his new girlfriend, German model Nicole Podorowski? Well, the two, who were photographed traveling together in France, were introduced through friends, and when they first started seeing each other, told no one about it. Even some of their inner circle of friends are only finding out about it now. Oh, and she's in an open marriage. Let that sink in. We're still reeling about the death of Chadwick Boseman. Denzel Washington offered his condolences, saying, quote, "He was a gentle soul and a brilliant artist who will stay with us for eternity through his iconic performances," unquote. Washington once secretly paid for Boseman to attend an acting program at England's Oxford University. A great talent taken too soon. Netflix is delaying a preview event of Chadwick Boseman's new film, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, out of respect for those mourning his loss. Prior to the actor's death, Netflix intended to hold a virtual preview screening of the film based on the life of Ma Rainey, who is viewed as the mother of blues. Viola Davis played Rainey. A new date for the release has not been announced. Bella Hadid and The Weeknd had an on-again, off-again relationship, which eventually led to their breakup in August of 2019. The two exes reunited at the New York City rehearsals for the MTV VMAs. The pair crossed paths with each other and appeared to be on good terms. The Weeknd won Video of the Year for Blinding Lights. Hadid was blind-sided. Ozzy Osbourne, who's battling Parkinson's disease, has no plans to retire and says he will work to the grave. Ozzy said, quote, "You know when I'll retire? When I can hear them nail a lid on my box, and then I'll f***ing do an encore. I'm the Prince of Darkness," unquote. And Ozzy called performing for his fans the best love affair of my life. So, Ozzy. Are Julianne Hough and Brooks Laich giving love another chance? The two were spotted together in public for the first time since separating in May after nearly 3 years of marriage. They were photographed dining at a romantic Italian restaurant in LA, sipping on rosé and later grabbing coffee. Porta Via Palisades was the spot. Don't sniff their booth. Tacky. The inmate who recently attacked R. Kelly in his Chicago jail cell has the feds tattooed on his face and tried to stab the disgraced R&B artist with a pen. The Ignition crooner was sleeping in his cell at the Metropolitan Correctional Center when the violent inmate crept in and started stomping on Kelly's head. At that point, Kelly wished he could fly. Sorry. Ariana Grande is melting over Blackpink and Selena Gomez's new song, Ice Cream. Grande celebrated the release of the highly anticipated collaboration, which she helped write, by sending Gomez a huge flower arrangement shaped like an ice cream cone. Selena, congratulations, Ice Queen. Love and gratitude, Ari, the card read. Blackpink, the album, comes out October 2nd. Michael Jackson's siblings paid tribute to their late brother on what would have been his 62nd birthday. The singer's sisters, Janet and LaToya, and brother Tito celebrated the gloved one's birthday on social media. Janet honored her big brother with a sweet message. LaToya shared a photo of Michael from early in his career, and Tito was invisible, as usual. The Killers' Brandon Flowers feels guilty for enjoying being at home during COVID. Flowers said, quote, "I'm used to traveling so much and being away that I'm enjoying the extra time being in such close proximity to everybody," unquote. Hopefully, there'll be a tour to support their new album, Imploding the Mirage, in 2021, or 22, or 23, or 24. The Trash Bin. Kourtney Kardashian and Scott Disick grabbed dinner at Nobu Malibu, but so did his ex, Sophia Richie. Kardashian and Disick, who share three children, were seen arriving at the hotspot together. The mom of three, 41, dressed casually for the outing, wearing a green shirt and pants. Disick, 37, opted for a Hawaiian shirt and jeans. Sophia wished she went to McDonald's.
The news wrap-up.
Apple reportedly plans to launch 5G iPhones, watches, and an iPad Air in October. Samsung's new $2,000 folding phone launches on September 18th. Zoom's 569% stock price increase has lifted its market cap to $129 billion. Sony's PlayStation 5 is scheduled to be released on Friday, November 13th. Aren't they superstitious?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Disney's Mulan is finally released, and it's the top streaming film.
The number one album.
Taylor Swift's Folklore remains the most popular album.
The number one app.
Minecraft is once again the top paid app.
The number one book.
His Truth is Marching On, A Portrait of John Lewis, is the top nonfiction book.
Adam Richard Wiles, known professionally as Calvin Harris, hails from Scotland and is known for his singles We Found Love, This Is What You Came For, Feel So Close, and One Kiss. His collaboration with Rihanna, We Found Love, became an international success, giving Harris his first number one single on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. He's released 5 studio albums and runs his own record label, Fly Eye Records, which he founded in 2010. He recently teamed up with The Weeknd, who just won the Video of the Year award at the MTV VMAs for his song Blinding Lights. Their collaborative effort produced a new track that we are all over. Here's Calvin Harris featuring The Weeknd with the Song of the Week, Over Now.
I need you to know that we ain't ever gonna go back. This time it got so bad. It's best for me, it's best for you. I need you to know that. Try to love you, but I force that. All signs we ignore that. And it's not the same. Cause it's over now. Oh yeah. Don't get too confused, girl, it's over now. Oh yeah. No coming back around. And it's over now. Oh, yeah. Stop calling me back around, back around. Oh, yeah.
That was Calvin Harris featuring The Weeknd with the Song of the Week, Over Now. visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.